Hey. Well, welcome to the Repos Non-League Show, and we're back again this week, and really pleased to say we've got literally a host of guests with us tonight, which is really pleasing. So let's introduce you to them. So we've got first of all, top of the shop, we've got Mark, of course, who's the manager at Melsham Town. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
No problems whatsoever. And of course, down at them as well, we've got from Witten, we've got the two Ryans. Got Kevin, and we got, of course, the living legend himself, Mr. James Beardwell. So welcome, guys.
Hello, you all right?
Thanks for having us, mate. Appreciate it.
And of course, we wish you all the best for the season, Witten, except for tomorrow night, and then rest of the time you can do what you want, yeah? It'll be a good game tomorrow night, whatever happens, because of course, Witten have got Waltham Abbey tomorrow night down at just, well, from where I sit, probably about I don't know, a 5 minute walk from where I sit tomorrow night. So that'll be a cracking game. But I suppose one thing I was asking before we go into the individual
Yeah.
clubs, I mean,
Hello?
any surprises for you over the weekend? Scores wise, Mark, anything from your round your way?
Not really. I still think it's early days yet, really. There's just some
What
teams that
David
you think could
Zinko?
possibly do particularly well that haven't started that well. We're one of them ourselves. So yeah, I'm quite calm about it all, really waiting to see if the season unfolds. So no real big shocks for me at this moment in time.
Was you quite glad you weren't Truro at the weekend?
At Truro.
No, I said, was you glad you weren't Truro manager at the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. From me to Truro is 4 hours, and I've been there more than enough times when I was at Chippenham, so I know what a journey is. And we have a 7.5 hour journey ourselves round trip when we go to a club called Mousel, which is off
Yep,
the end
now,
of Cork.
yeah.
Yeah, so I
Not
know what all that's about, but Truro to Carlisle is just unbelievable. I'm told that Gateshead's even further.
Oh, it's just horrendous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Kevin, would you like that? Nice trip up to Carlisle from Truro.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't fancy that in a midweek, that's for certain.
That must be horrific. I know speaking to the Mousel boys when they say they travel, they travelled last year to Didcot,
Yeah.
stuff like that, and they were looking at two, they were saying they needed two coach drivers because of the journey was so long. And I know they nearly did. I think last year, I think when the chairman or the standing chairman is at the moment turned around and said they did almost 9,000 miles last year just to away games in the league.
Cool.
In the league.
But we went to Mousel, and the club paid for us to go on the Friday evening. We got there on the Friday evening, which was all fine. Lads were having some food and woke up the next morning, the rain and the winds beating against the windows, get to the ground about 1 o'clock, and it's been called off. So, which basically means we drive all the way home, get all the way home, and have to go back on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So we go back on the Tuesday night, literally 4 or 5 weeks later. And we get there, lads are out warming up. The referee calls me in, can have a quick word. So I pop in the dressing room, speak to him. The floodlights have failed from the storm the previous night. So the kickoff's going to be delayed till 8:30. And when you're 5 hours away from home, it's the last thing you want is an 8:30 kickoff. But we did get it in the end. But yeah, miles all the way is a nightmare, certainly on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, not to take you fancy. I must admit, I've been down there a few times. Nice people down there, but it is a bit of a slog. He's only down there just with the Helston, actually. We got it was quite nice. But Mark, if we start off with Melsham, I mean, talk to us a little bit about the club and tell us a little bit about it, because it's probably not going to be, many people that are necessarily living around that local area don't know too much about the club. So tell us a little bit about the club in general.
Yeah, I mean, they're in Southern League Southwest or South. Relatively new ground, 8 years old, great stadium, fantastic playing surface. One of the certainly the best in the league, I would imagine. Well, I think it is. And a big youth setup, lots of members from under sixes right through to ladies teams and vets teams, reserves team, development team. Quite well supported, 400 or 500 most weeks. And a club that could go anywhere, really, due to the infrastructure that's in place. But the club want to grow organically and do it properly. So, as much as I'm always onto the chairman, can we have some more money? Can I have this? Can we have that? It's no, not yet, not yet. So, it's just a case of being patient, really. The league's quite well financed. And credit to those clubs who are well financed. You know, we do okay, but we're not certainly one of the big hitters. So, you know, have to beg, borrow, and steal and try and get loan players in from clubs. You know, we're surrounded by some bigger clubs with Bath City, Chippenham Town, Swindon Supermarine, Frome. So, you know, they're all slightly bigger clubs than us and slightly a bit more pulling power due to their finances, really.
And is it one of those, you know, we restart this year? I mean, has it been a bit more of a difficult start for you than you was imagining?
Yeah, in all fairness, we've been hit with some key injuries to some key players. And of course, when those key players are contract players and they're sat in the stand and they're taking their wage, which is part of the game, I understand that. So that's hit us particularly hard. We've got three players currently all out injured. We've had a couple of suspensions, one from last year, one from this season. So if I was to say I've picked my best 14 yet, I'd certainly be saying no, I haven't. So yeah, the start's been a little bit fragmented to say the least, but there's been circumstances for it really, which, you know, the directors understand that and I understand that as well. So it's just a case of just trying to get through this little sticky patch over the next couple of weeks and then hopefully we can regroup, get people back and then, you know, push on to where we want to be really.
You've only had, what is it, two league games at home so far this season. I mean, you've had a real run of away fixtures, Larkhall, Malvern, Portishead, and now, you know, Biddeford at the weekend as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not home now until the 26th or something of September, I think.
Falmouth.
Falmouth at home, then we play on the Monday night against Didcot as well. So it's a little double header on the Monday and on the Saturday and the Monday. But yeah, you know, we pride ourselves on our home form. Last year we did okay away from home. So yeah, it's, as I say, it's been a difficult start. Spirit's good in the camp, which is important when you've lost a couple of games. However, you know, it's clear that we run a relatively small squad, so you need your big players playing week in, week out, and being available. And you know, unfortunately for me and for them as well, and most of the club, that you know, the injuries have caught up with us very early in the season.
And you know, I mean, I don't say the early doors, but you know, even though you've not had the, you know, the start maybe that you wanted, you're not, you know, you're still not that far away from it, or are you? Not sort of
Oh
cut
no,
any
you know,
stakes.
no, absolutely. I think the league appears to be quite strong. I don't think there'll be anyone who really runs away with it. Maybe Bishop's Cleeve is certainly very well financed. They could possibly do so, but I think anyone else could beat anybody else. So need to get ourselves on a little run, and you know, you go and win four or five, then it's certainly just race up the table. You know, we're more than capable of doing that. But as I say, we need our squad to be at full strength for that to happen, I think. Without that, then we, you know, we're calling on young players, as the other lads will know, will come in and do a good job for a couple of weeks. But you know, for a longer period of time, it doesn't really happen for them. So yeah, we understand where we are. We're in a good league. It's a competitive league. You know, we enjoy being in it. But you know, we're disappointed with the start, but we know we can certainly do better. And I expect us to when we get, you know, the what I would say our bigger guns back.
And you got Biddeford at the, as we said, at the weekend, and they haven't had a great start themselves. But I mean, it's I always think Biddeford. I've not been there, but it's one of those ones that when for the goal show, when I get the goal sent through to me, it's always one of those sort of iconic grounds. Because it seems like it's got beyond one goal, it's got like a petrol garage in one corner, and it's got like a looks like a hotel, whether it is or not, I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
Behind
it's a block of
one of the
flats,
goals,
yeah.
so it really sort of looks like a really iconic ground at one end.
Yeah, it's a very old style ground with the four massive floodlights in each corner, like the old pylons. So yeah, it's an old fashioned ground right in the middle of Biddeford. So yeah, you know, they haven't started the league particularly well. They've done well in the cup. In fact, they beat Mousehall 3-1 on Saturday. Or yeah, I think it was 3-1. So they, you know, they'll be in good spirits waiting for us. We played them twice there last year, once in the cup and once in the league. And I think we drew one and won one. So you know, we don't mind going there. It's not the worst journey for us. I think it's a 9:30 leave in the morning. So you know, we do have longer ones than that. But we'll take quite a few supporters there and look forward to going there. But you know, Joyce has been there a long, long time. He's ex-Torquay player, and you know, I think he's been there like 18, 19 seasons. So if you need to know anything about Biddeford, he's your man.
But I mean, it's one of those things you say. I mean, you say you're how sort of close you think your league's going to be, and I think you've just brought up the Mousehall situation there, because that's quite funny. That's happened twice where they beat Brixham, And then they played him. I don't know if that was a league game or a cup game. And then they played him
Yeah.
on the following week and lost.
Yes.
I lost that. Then they played, as you just said, they played Biddeford. They beat them in one game. I think it was a league
Yeah.
game or whatever. And then lost them again. They played them like back to back, both teams, and end up getting, win one and lose one, which is a strange
Yeah,
thing.
it is, mate. Yeah, so it's difficult really because we'll plan ourselves to go there and we'll get there and they'll have maybe a possibly two or three or four different than what we thought. But hopefully hopefully they're full strength. We'll be as good as we possibly can. But yeah, as I said, I think is that going to be that kind of league where you're going to go and win one, maybe not win one, draw one, and a team that can go on a an elongated run will do particularly well, I think. So that has to be our aim. But at the moment in time, as I said earlier, there's so many mixed results. 1 week they're particularly good. I think Willand, for instance, another Devon-based team, lose 8-0 to Hartbury. And then this week in the trophy, they draw 0-0 with Bishop's Cleeve, who are flying in the league. And I think they lost on penalties in the end. But it just shows they come back from an 8-0. Then their next round draw is against the team who's top of the league. And they get a 0-0 draw and luckily got on penalties. So I think you just got to go and try and perform on the day and see where it takes you.
Did you have a look at this year when your miles or away fixture was thinking, please don't make it be November, December, January, or February?
Yeah, we exactly that's the one we look at. I mean, I presume all the other lads as well look at their Boxing Day and their local games as well. But we do look at that one. But we go to Falmouth as well. Brixham, they're all Devon, Cornwall based. And I think you mentioned earlier about having two coach drivers. That's what happens to us when we go to Mousel. We have to have two coach drivers. The drivers need their breaks. So yeah, it's to say it's a long day is an understatement.
Is that Good Friday you take them on? Third.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a Good Friday. Yeah.
It's
And
no
bank holiday traffic.
joy. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be there. I mean, how long yourself have you been at the club?
This will be my third full season. My
Right.
third full season. Prior to that, I was at Chippenham Town for 7 years. Prior to that, I was at Swindon Supermarine. Prior to that, I was at the Swindon Town Academy. So I've done nearly, I think, nearly over 830 odd games now at this level and above. So yeah, I've seen quite a lot of it and heard quite a lot of it, as you can imagine.
Is that Swindon Supermarine game one of the ones you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I've still got a lot of friends there, and I actually live 5 miles away from the ground, so I know what goes on there. So yeah, I look forward to that one. Plus the fact is it only takes me, as I say, 10 minutes to get there. So like that was the real home game for me, that one. So yeah, we'll look forward to that one, certainly.
That sort of lads, I'll meet you there. You get on the coach from where you are, and I'm just going to jump in with your car and walk around the
Yeah,
corner.
absolutely. In fact, there's a Swindon car, so those lads would be happy as well because they'll just make their way to the ground. But yeah, that is the closest one for me. So I've got, as I say, lots of friends still at Supermarine and at Chippenham Town, so you never lose that really.
So, are you close to getting some of your contracted players back through injury or
Yeah,
replacement?
well, I think we're like a couple of weeks away, really, in all fairness. I think three of them, or definitely two of them, will miss out this weekend at Biddeford. Hopefully, we've maybe strengthened up with a couple more coming in this week, speaking to a couple of clubs about, just taking some loans off of one off of Swindon Town and somewhere else as well. So hopefully we can strengthen ourselves up a little bit. We need to. But as the other lads will know, it's not always easy to do that. You think you've cracked it, and then the next minute, no, they can't play because someone's injured because of this, because of that. So, yeah, we just wait and see. But I'm hopeful that certainly within the next 2 weeks, we'll be back to where we want to be.
I suppose one question would be interesting from yourself as manager, and of course also from Kevin as well. I was talking to a manager yesterday, and he was saying to me how he's got professional clubs sniffing around different players and stuff like this. If you get into that situation where, say, I don't know, say Swindon starts seeing one of your players or whatever, how tempted are you then as managers or coaches or to actually maybe get hold of that player and say, look, I'm going to stick that player on a contract because there might be, you might be able to make a little bit of money for the club and having that sort of conversation.
Yeah, I mean, there is that tendency to try and do that, but I think most of the players know what's going on, in all fairness. They get a little sneak of what's going on. We had a young lad last year playing for us who's only 16, and he's just signed a 2 year deal at Swindon Town, so you know we couldn't do anything about that. And I'd always like to think that I say to a player, if Swindon Town came in for me, I'd like to think the club would just let me go. You know, so I'd try and be fair with the players if I can. You know, the contracted players, if they get picked up, so be it. But if we've got any really good young players and they don't want to be on a contract, and I can see the reasons they don't want to be, then I just have to accept that and move on, really. But if we can help the player and they can help us, then, you know, I'm quite happy to accept that. And when, you know, when I was at Chippenham in the Conference South, it's so much easier to get contract players then, because you can reward them financially. It's worth them being on a contract. But in the division we're in, sometimes when you're not paying players a great amount of money, it's difficult to say to them, well, I want you to sign a contract for X amount of pounds. And if it's not really worth them doing, why would they?
Kevin, at Witton, would you do the same?
What's that, sorry?
So would you do the same at Witton? Around, if you've got a player there and, you know, that, you know, you got both the Ryans there, but, you know, one of them sniffing around one of your players or whatever else, all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe it might be worth sticking them on a contract just to maybe get some money out of it, or, you know.
We did. There was a possibility last year, obviously, when we had Josh with us, and there was talks, but unfortunately, we're just probably not in that position to take a gamble on contracted players at the club at this moment in time. So, a bit of a shame, but yeah, it's just one of them things, really.
Do you get a lot of it though? I mean, is it annoying? I mean, I spoke to the Waltham Abbey manager last night. He was saying that, you know, that basically it's a nightmare. The worst things as a manager, etc. He's down to the fact you start a season, you're doing really well, and your players doing really well, and someone's banging in goals here, or someone's keeping them out at the other end, and you look and think, oh, I might make the playoffs here, I might make the playoffs, or, you know, win the league automatically, and then all of a sudden someone comes in and goes, right, I'll have him, and you're getting 7-day approaches all over the place, or professional clubs just walking in.
Yeah, I mean, last season we had a real good season, and I think there was probably only a couple of boys that we had 7 days in, which is unbelievable, really, with the season that we had last season. But yeah, the group, it was only like Josh, obviously, when we had him, and a couple of the other forward players that really we had approaches for. Apart from that, we didn't really get many 7 days for any other players, which, like I say, is quite surprising, obviously, on how well we done last season.
James, any players that you want to see Kevin and Gary put on contract?
We got a lot of good players for Witton Town, and like Ryan Mallett, who is the new club captain for Witton Town, he's shown a lot of commitment and leadership in the Witton Town team. That's what we love to see. But we have got a good team for Witton Town this season, because we're trying to like challenge for the playoffs this season. But I know last season we just missed out on the playoffs. We was gutted, but it was a great season last season. But now we just got to focus on this season and try and getting at playoff places.
Ryan, Mr. Captain, then he's giving you glowing praise there.
Yeah, cheers, James.
That's all right.
Yeah, I think just like Kev said, obviously not something I would, you know, get too much involved with. But I think, you know, had we have the luxury of that at the club, I'm sure there's probably a few that Kev, you know, would offer that to and try and keep hold of. We've got a few good young players, so yeah, I'm sure. Sure, had the club be in the position, then we'd probably try and tie a few down. But yeah, like you say, circumstances are different at all clubs, aren't they? So we just hope that we you know we have a good enough season. If teams do come sniffing around any one of us, you know, we want to be here. That's all you can hope for, really. So yeah,
I mean, a team in your league. Was you really surprised at the result for Morden and Tiptree at the weekend?
Yeah, not. I don't know. It's a weird one, isn't it? They've got obviously, you know, it's quite well documented. Everyone knows they've got, you know, the biggest budget in the league, there's no doubt, probably by some distance. I think, you know, naturally with that, people expect that they're going to run away with sort of every game. But like Mark was saying there, it's non-league, is that's the beauty of non-league, right? You never know. Everyone can beat everyone. You know, some people, especially in our league, would expect Morden to run away with it. But You know, we know within ourselves and our group, and you know, we fancy ourselves to go there, and when they come to us to give them a good game and hopefully take some points off of them. And so yeah, listen, everyone's gonna lose games of football, everyone's gonna win games, and that's the beauty of non-league. There's always the odd surprise package floating up every now and then, isn't there? So yeah.
Is it Whitton this year?
Hopefully us.
Yeah. Yeah,
Go
so
on, right. Do you think you're confident?
why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Got a good group. Pre-season's gone well. Why not? Got to aim high, ain't you, Dave?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. I mean, are you looking forward to tomorrow
Without
night?
a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, no, I can't wait, to be honest. It'll be good. But going back to what you were saying a minute ago about ideally with the clubs and the players with a contract situation, you'd like it ultimately to work out well for both, wouldn't you? If you could.
Yeah.
But football's not always an ideal world, is it?
Yeah.
So
I mean, the situation was, I think it was not last year before, or the end of that season, the early part of the season, and his name's going to bug me now. I can't think. We the striker at Enfield Town, you know, and got to the stage, got him to promotion, then got moved into, went to Gillingham, was picked up by Gillingham. And funny enough, Mark, he's actually at Swindon at the minute. He was picked up. He's now gone down to Swindon. But
is it Slav Amersham?
Mohamedou Fall?
no, it's
Is it Amersham Town?
no, yeah, no. He went from Enfield Town. He went to oh dear, he's going to kill me because I can't remember what his name is. But yeah,
Gillingham, yeah.
he went from Enfield Town to Gillingham. Went out on loan somewhere, and now he's actually at Swindon Town. So he's down at Swindon. Whether he's played,
Fair play.
I'm not sure. But you know, but that a bit what you were saying, you know, then all of a sudden going into that Vanarama South last year, it sort of derailed him straight away, because you know, you've got somebody that's scoring out 30 odd goals, and all of a sudden he's just gone. You know what I mean?
Very
But
hard to replace.
yeah, but you're
They're
trying
hard
to
to come
get
by
the player
anyway.
because you want to see the player succeed.
Of course, no, they're like gold dust, to be honest. If you could find them,
It's gonna
let us
bug.
know.
It's gonna bug me now. I've got to try and find out what his name is now.
You need to find. It's bugging me. I was going to get my phone up then.
While he's been, I've got my plan up now, just to see whether or not he's played a game for Swindon this year. I'm not sure if he has or not. But if there's any Enfield Town fans on there, they'd be screaming at the computer probably, just saying, "Dave, you're an idiot. Why is it, you know, why have we not said who it is?" But it's gonna bug me now. You bet your life he's going to be on the bench or something, or he's on loan somewhere or whatever. But I'll find it out. But before we finish, but yeah, I mean, but with it though, I mean,
Marcus Willie.
that's the one, Marcus Wiley. That's the one,
Wiley.
Wiley. Yeah. So Marcus Wiley went there. I think he's now at Swindon. So, Mark, if he's not playing, mate, might be worth getting a hold of him.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a relationship with Ian Holloway, but it's really for the younger players, you know.
He's only a young man as well.
Is it? Yeah.
He's a young man. He's
Um,
only early
in,
20s.
in, in the past as well, Swindon Town and maybe prior to Ian Holloway, I've always wanted the player's full wage
Yeah.
as well, which has not really gone down too well. That's when you're giving them football as well. But you know, we're hoping to sign a younger one this year, this week, if we possibly can. But he certainly won't be on any big money there. So we'll come to some agreement with the club on that one, hopefully.
But I mean, lads at the weekend, of course, as well, from Witham, of course, you had cup game as well, and tough cup game as well. It wasn't an easy one by any means of the fact. But came away with a win on penalties. I mean, what was that actually like, Kev?
Yeah, it was a tough game. Like I say, they've started off really well as well as ourselves. And we knew he was going to be in for a tough game. And yeah, I think we probably done enough possibly to win the game in 90 minutes. But yeah, I think all the boys took their penalties well. And yeah, we go through to the next round, more importantly. So yeah, we was happy. Like I say, we said last Thursday at training, it's a tough week this week. So we just take one game at a time, and Saturday's done. We're through to that now, and then we look ahead to tomorrow, and then obviously on to the FA Cup game on Saturday. So a real tough week for us, but yeah, I was happy with the result and the performance on Saturday, and yeah, the boys done well.
Who did you get, Kev?
What in the trophy?
Trophy.
We drew Cambridge City away.
Oof.
So yeah, for us, it's a decent draw, and for sure we go there full of confidence and be looking to win and go further in the competition. So yeah, we're quite happy with the draw, to be honest.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with these draws because I spoke to someone. I don't know if you find this happening to you, Mark, in your area and Kevin as well. But when these cup draws come out, although especially the FA Cup draw, you get like a South draw, don't you? And you get
Yeah.
a North draw. But do you feel that there's maybe a South Group A, South Group B, South Group
Yeah.
C, and you get pulled?
Absolutely.
You don't get pulled like, say, for instance, I don't know, if Melsham are in the South, you don't get pulled against Mousel. You'll get pulled against somebody like Swindon Supermarine or something
Yeah,
quite
absolutely.
close. Do you think that as well, Kev?
Yeah, it seems to go a bit like that. So, yeah, they keep it quite regionalized. So, yeah, it's not a too bad journey to Cambridge for us in the trophy. So, yeah.
Well, Waltham Abbey, and after I said that to the Waltham Abbey manager 2 weeks ago, they got Goulston in the FA Cup and Lowestoft in the trophy. So, although he was quite pleased, he ended up getting to a situation where, because they won the last round, they got Goulston Saturday, but of course they should have been at Wroxham. So they've got to go to
Tuesday
Wroxham
night at Wroxham.
on a Tuesday night.
It's
horrible.
And the funniest thing about it all was when Harlow were in the actual North League, the Wroxham's closest team to them was the likes of, I think at the time, was Dereham and Norwich United
Norwich United,
at the
yeah.
time. But the next nearest one to them was Harlow. So basically what ended up happening every season was the first away game of the season for either Harlow or Wroxham was Harlow or Wroxham, and you'd end up going up there on a Tuesday night, the second game of the season, up to Norfolk on a Tuesday night, and it was been horrendous, horrendous place, but to actually get up to. So of course he's hoping that they don't get a draw against Goulston and have to go down there on a Tuesday night as well.
Sure. It's even worse when you go out there and get sent off, Dave.
Well, I can make. I don't know if you know Ali from Cray Wanderers. He used to be at Barking and all that physio. She drove all the way up there and they got Dereham, and the game got called off. As literally as they were warming up on the pitch, they were off. So a little bit of what Mark was saying with his floodlights and being down there down at Mousel. Yeah, she actually got sent off there. But I mean, Kevin, beginning of the season, would you expect? What was the plan? Was the plan playoffs this year? And or because, in all fairness, I don't mean it's the way this is going to sound, but surely not many teams in the North Division this year with big spenders more than Tiptree are looking at it and going, well, look, we're going to go and try and win it. We're going to, I understand that's the attitude at the beginning of the season, but realistically, was
Yeah,
it
well, like I said,
everybody thinking?
we just missed out on the playoffs last season, and we managed to retain probably 90% of the squad, and then obviously a few went, and then we got a few additions, and it's always been to the group that playoffs is what we want this season. So it has actually been that from the word go, and like I say, we've started well. We've lost one in nine, so on form, we're doing all right. We're doing things that we need to be doing. Like I say, it's a very young group, apart from Ryan, and he keeps the boys on their toes. And yeah, it's good. It's good. Like I say, there's a real good feel factor around the club. And like I say,
A real tight-knit group, isn't it, Kev? That's the thing this year. It's a real tight-knit group. Everyone's sort of singing off the same hymn sheet as well, aren't they? So definitely
yeah,
helps.
and like I say, it's really tough competition for places. And yeah, it's going to give us a few headaches over the next month or so for sure. But yeah, like I say, we have sat down and said that, yeah, the playoffs where we want to be. We know there's obviously big hitters around us. And like I say, the teams like Waltham Abbey, Felixstowe, Maldon. But I feel we can break into it with the group. Obviously, they learn a lot from last year of just missing out, and hopefully that hunger and determination we'll spear them on this season and just to try and get over the line. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident that we can definitely have a go. We can definitely be in the mix, and we know on our day we can beat anyone in the division. We showed that last season, and it's exactly the same this season that we definitely think that we can definitely mix it. And the boys are taking it on board, and yeah, they're doing well. They're doing well.
How much pressure do you three guys feel, most Saturdays when you know you've got someone like James standing on the touchline and he's going to do his half-time chats and you've made a mistake? And I mean, he gives it to you, doesn't he? He don't care. He'll give it to you. He's passionate. He'll tell you.
Yeah, I mean, James is great. I mean, I've not heard many bad things on myself, but yeah, he does let people know when they're not quite at it, and rightly so. He's great for the club, and like, he's realistic in what he says, and yeah, you can't get any more than his honesty. So yeah.
Mark, have you got a super fan at your club?
Yeah, we've got quite a few really, and they're always keen to tell me what they think. Sometimes it's quite enjoyable going to the bar, and sometimes it's the worst nightmare. But and social media doesn't help either as well, because you could come home and see anything there on a Saturday night and think, oh my God, what is going to be said now? So yeah, so I think it just comes with the territory really. You just got to get on with it and put up with it. I'm not so keen on the situation where clubs have forums and people just go on there and assume names and can say what they want and do what they want. So that makes it a little bit difficult, but I think most people realise that we're trying to do a good job the best we possibly can. And we just have to get on with it, take the good with the bad, really.
And of course, James, you're probably the most famous fan in non-league football. I think that's probably quite a few. And I mean, he's still doing it and still enjoying it.
Sorry.
I said you're the most probably one of the most famous fans in non-league. And I mean, you go to every single game, enjoying it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I go to like every single game's a Witton Town home and away, and I really enjoy doing the Witton Town fan interviews. I interview fellow Witton Town supporters like Callum, Paul, Sam, Leon, Ben, and Connor at the Witton Town matches. They're real fellow Witton Town supporters who go to the matches, and I give them the pre-match thoughts, half-time thoughts, and full-time thoughts, to share our thoughts and our opinions about our club, Witton Town, that we support. And I've been the Witton Town fan presenter, to give real fellow Witton Town supporters to have their say on the match days and what we love about the club. And it gives ordinary fans a big voice for our club, Witton Town, we support.
I mean, tell us about some of your favourite moments so far this season.
My favourite moment so far this season is going on the really good FA Cup run so far, and I'm looking forward to the next match away to Mold Barton Wanderers on Saturday, which I'm looking forward to. And it's the most important one away to Mold Barton Wanderers, and we want to get a win there and try and go on that long FA Cup run. And just like I said to the fellow Witton Town supporters who I interview on the match days, because our aim is to try and go on that long FA Cup run, to try the first round proper for the first time, because I know it's a tough competition, and of course the famous FA Cup competition, because we're going to try and go far as possible and try and get into that first round proper.
And of course, if you get that first round proper, and your game gets picked, you're going to be on the TV, aren't you? Surely,
Hopefully.
you're on the BBC. They'll be interviewing the famous James Beardwell on the TV.
On TNT Sports, hopefully, AJ.
Hey?
Talk,
Eh?
yeah. We'll get him on TNT Sports, mate. We'll get you on live on TV, eh, mate?
That'll be brilliant.
Definitely.
But Ryan, yourself, though, I mean, with the Abbey game at the weekend, it's going to be, is it a special one for you?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. It's nice to get back over there, see some old faces. Being an Abbey boy and that, it's really nice to get back over there, to be honest. Spent a number I made my debut actually at 16 for the Abbey, going back a number of years now when Bobby Ballard was manager.
How many years is that, Roy? Sorry, mate.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Was that when the pitch was like a was like Brighton Beach?
God, not half. Yeah, that far corner, you'd lose your football boot in the winter. It was very, very heavy in that far corner. Nothing like what it is now. The pitch is, I mean, credit to John and the lot over at the Abbey, what they've done over there. unbelievable. The pitch is probably the best about, bar probably Takeley in the league. You know, there ain't going to be many better than that. So there's no excuse not to play football on that tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Mark, just in case you don't know, I'll fill you in, Mark, because you've probably not been to Waltham Abbey's pitch, but Waltham Abbey's pitch literally used to be like, quicksand and a beach. Yeah. It made them, what time of the year it was. It could be August. It could be April. It was an absolute abysmal all the time. And the turnaround that the new chairman has done in that is second to none. The pitch, I go past it every day to go to work, and it literally looks like a 4G pitch when you go past it. Over it's absolutely immaculate, and he deserves all the credit he can get because what he's how he's turned that pitch and basically the surroundings as well. Yeah. The car park, when you used to lose your car going down a pothole, going in there, going in to watch it. Yeah. It's now an incredible, incredible car park, everything. He's done such an incredible job over there, and I suppose he's putting money where his mouth is.
Yeah, I think that's important as well. I mean, it's easy for the manager to say, I just want everything for the playing budget. But, you know, the infrastructure of the club has to be decent. And there's nothing worse than highly paid players. And you've got the worst pitch, the worst dressing rooms, cold showers. Nothing's being done in the bar area. And it's just a rubbish place to go. So I'm always a bit sceptical about that. I think, you know, the club has to be first and the team has to be behind the club, if you understand where I'm coming from on that. I think once the team overtakes the club, you're in trouble. So I think the club should be at the top and the team should be trying to catch that all the time. So credit to the clubs that look after their facilities and, you know, want to have a good playing surface and look after their supporters and make it, you know, a safe environment for everybody, really, because I think that's just as important as paying the players who, in all fairness, quite mercenary about it.
Mm. I was saying yesterday and I'll say it again today, tomorrow's game between Whittam and the Abbey is a really, really big game. When you look at it, I mean, what you're one position apart in the league, you're one position apart in the form guide, both really flying at the minute, and it is going to be something to enjoy tomorrow night. And I mean, how many Whittam fans do you think will be going over there, Kev?
There'll be a few. There's always a decent enough following for away games. Tuesday night, obviously, sometimes a little bit difficult for some of them. But yeah, we have a decent support. And yeah, last year we beat you at home and we lost at your place. So it was even last year. And like I say, we're coming here tomorrow to cause an upset, mate. And that's as much as I can give away at the minute.
But wasn't that the game that was that the one where Louis Spence scored the absolute thunderbolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
35, 40 yards, I think,
off
the top of my head.
But I don't know if you know the story behind it, because I was sitting in the stand. It was only about the second or third game I'd gone down to the watch again. And there's a friend of mine sitting there with a referee that used to referee youth matches for Waltham Abbey. We're just sitting there. And he was talking. And he said, who's this bloke, Louis Spence? I said, look, he was the captain for Hornchurch, picked up the, you know, the FA trophy, et cetera, et cetera. I said, like, and he's a really, really good player. Just as I said that, he did what he did against you. And I said, that's Louis Spence. It was quite funny how we just finished the conversation and he's pinged one in that top corner. But is it a situation going to the Abbey, knowing what a good pitch that is?
Yeah, like I say, the boys are really looking forward to it. Like we've got a lot of young players who are keen to get the ball down and play. And sometimes at our home pitch, we've not had the best of surfaces due to the weather. And like with the water that we can get onto the pitch, they've tried immensely hard to make it as best they can. But obviously, the Abbey's pitch is second to none. So the boys can't wait to get there tomorrow night. So yeah, they're really looking forward to it. And like I say, confidence and looking to cause an upset, that's for sure.
I mean, is there games that you look at every year and go, you know, when the fixture list comes out, is there fixtures there that you look at and go, where's this one? Is there, you know, for you, is there one or two fixtures that you look at and get excited about to see when they're going on?
Nah, not myself really. Just look at one game at a time and just go from there really. There's not really, obviously, there'd be a lot of people wanting to get Maldon under their belt and beat them. Probably I'd probably say if there is any, it would be Maldon. But like I say, they've got a target on their back and everyone would want a piece of it. So, it's probably, if I had to choose one, it probably would be Maldon.
Hmm. What about the two Ryans?
You don't need to ask me, Dave. Tomorrow night is the first one I looked at, mate.
I think, yeah, for me, similar to Kev, really, to be fair. I think the Malden one, Cambridge for me as well. Not really too sure what it is for me. I've never played it. I've not played at Cambridge's new ground. Obviously, seen some photos and stuff like that. Looks like a good surface, a nice stadium. Got a couple of lads there that I know that play for them that are friends. So that's one that, yeah, I'm obviously when the draw come out and we got them away. Yeah, looking forward to that one as well, definitely.
Have you, has your home game against Morden not been scheduled yet?
I look at one game at a time, so I've not actually looked much past.
I was just literally looking at it. I see you got them away on the 10th of January, but according to football web pages, I can't see a home game against them.
I think they come out later on, don't they?
Yeah, web pages, I think, only goes up to sort of the end of February at the minute, is it?
Oh, is it? Yeah, well, yes, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably...
Normally you get the full season on this.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll that'll be late in the season and us feed them in a title game, hopefully.
James, what game do you look forward to?
The game I'm really looking forward to the most is against Maldon Tiptree because this is the team that we really want to beat, Maldon Tiptree, because I know they're top of the league and most of the Isthmian fans are predicting Maldon Tiptree to win the league. It hurts me to say, but when we play Maldon Tiptree sometime in the season, we want to win against Maldon Tiptree because I think everybody wants to beat Maldon Tiptree because we know that Maldon Tiptree are challenging for the league, and they are looking forward to it in this season against Maldon Tiptree.
Mark, did you definitely say your one was Swindon?
That would be one because it's close to me. One, there's a good playing surface there, but like the other gaffer said, really, I just look down and see who we get next week, and then as soon as you're walking off the pitch at 5 o'clock, you're thinking about your next game, really, or your next training session. So that's just the way I take it. We have to go to everywhere once, and everyone has to come to us once. We just get on with it. You go to some places when the pitch is immaculate. You could go there the following season. The pitch could be not so great because of the weather and conditions, etc. So yeah, I just take it as it comes. Obviously, the Swindon Supermarine is quite special because it was my old club, and it's just around the corner from me.
With the club, I mean, where was you sort of the plan for you this year? Was it playoffs or was it automatic this year?
No, the playoffs would be the plan. That would be the objective at the start of the season. Could we break into the playoffs? We just finished just outside last year. Recruitment was quite good for us in the summer. And as I say, I think our start would have been better without the injuries and the couple of suspensions. But, you know, every club will get that at some stage throughout the season. I'm fully aware of that. The football gods and all that kind of thing will shine on us at some stage, I'm sure. But yeah, you know, we're I think we're five league games in, so you know, we're not really talking about playoffs and everything else yet. We just need to get our house in order and just see where it takes us come January and February. But I'm still quite confident that's where we'll be come that time of the year.
Well, on this show, what we've done previous years, we've been on the road to Mousewell every week, and this year we're always on the road to Merthyr Town, and Craig's joined us again, coach down at Merthyr, and he looks more awake this week than I take he was in bed before 4 o'clock today, mate.
No, I've I've a bit of a cold and stuff, so I'm sneezing, apologies. But we haven't had, wasn't so late Saturday, so it's much better.
But literally, another good win.
Yeah, very, very good win. Very pleased Saturday because we come up against a team, as I think most teams are in this National League North. Team plays very, very direct. And they were absolutely massive, every one of them. I mean, three centre forwards were all, I wouldn't even like to say how tall they were. And for 25 minutes maybe, start the game, they just bombarded us with long throw after long throw, free kick, corner, and just spreading the box, which in recent times has been a bit of a problem for us. But yeah, Saturday we dealt with it very, very well and managed to get two goals second half. Could have been four in the end, to be honest. But yeah, very, very pleasing because of the way we dealt with what it has in the past been a weakness.
But of course, the one thing they didn't have that you've got is a certain man called Ricardo Reece.
Yes, he's on fire again. I was 101st goal for the club in something like 147 games, which is just incredible to say to him. So yeah, he's, you know, he was. I think people have asked, will he be able to do it when we step up a league? And so far, so good. I think he's answering all those critics who've said he won't be able to do it in a league above. And I think that's something like 7 goals in 8 games now in the National League North. So, yeah, long may it continue.
I mean, Kevin and Mark, would you love a striker that can score 101 goals in 147 games?
Yeah, absolutely. We when I was at Chippenham, we had a lad you may well know called Andy Sandell. It was an ex-pro at Newport County in Forest Green. We had him and a lad called David Pratt who went to Wealdstone. The season we won the league, Sandell got 38 and Pratt got 31. So there's a good chance you're going to win the league when you've got that kind of firepower up front.
Yeah. Kev, or have you got?
Yeah, of course. Like I say, they're hard to find. And yeah. At the minute, we're sharing the goals about at the minute. So it's not too bad. But yeah, everyone would love firepower. You can score 20 plus goals a season for sure.
I mean, Craig, I mean, we've got these sort of step two sides and you're doing really, really well. Now comes the banana skin at the weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, you know, you go then to start taking on
below and all those things. And yeah, look, we do a little run in the FA Cup again. I think it's 3 years ago we got the first round. We got drawn against Buxton, who were in this league now, in the same league as us now. But, you know, at the time we were hoping we could have had Ipswich away, we could have had, I think it was Sheffield Wednesday at the time maybe, or, you know, those kind of sides. So we were all at the club waiting for a big sale like at Derby County and we drew Buxton. So we went out at the first round last, you know, on that occasion. And then since then we haven't had a good run in the FA Cup. We lost to Sheffield United a couple of years back. Who again were, you know, a couple of leagues below us. They went on to have a really good run and played Walsall at home in the next round. So we were disappointed with that. And lastly, we went out the first stage to away to Bath City. So yeah, it'd be nice to have a good run in the FA Cup this year. These boys were really keen to do it. But you know, I know it's boring and it's whatever he says, but we will literally take each game as it comes. We won't underestimate them and all those things and we'll see. What happens Saturday? I don't put too much pressure on us now and say, yeah, it'll be fine. But you know, it's a fixture that we should be confident going into on our current form and the fact that they're 2-3 leagues below. But it never works out in the FA Cup, so we're under no illusions.
How do you and Paul and the rest of the coaching team keep their sort of feet on the ground going into that? Because you know, there might be, I'm not saying there would be, but it could be some players thinking, it's just a matter of, as you said, just a matter of turning up and winning the game. So, how is it a case of that Paul just doesn't, you know, doesn't sort of let it go?
No, listen, the manager, Paul is first class. His attention to detail is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's first class. So, he'll do his preparation properly and make sure, you know, players know I've got the information and what have you. But we're in for training tomorrow, we're in for training Thursday, and we'll do some analysis on the previous game. And we'll also do some analysis on the upcoming game. But what I'll say on that is, some of our players, until we do a meeting looking at the game coming up on Saturday, they're very young squad. They won't even know who we're playing. They won't even know if it's League or FA Cup. Like, they are that type of group where it's just another game of football. That's how they take every single game, whether no matter who it is. So, you know, it's not that difficult to keep their feet on the ground right now because they're, dare I say, a little bit naive with it all and just happy to play football week in, week out. So, yeah, like I said, we'll do our we'll have our meeting, do our analysis, our away team analysis, but, yeah, that won't be the issue. That won't be the issue.
But no draws because you don't want to go to Cornwall on a Tuesday night? Yeah?
Absolutely not. No, we have done a few of it. Yeah, we've done that. The Kingsland away and Macclesfield away then the following Tuesday. We certainly don't want to be in Cornwall on a Tuesday night. That's not on our list of things to do this season, to be honest.
But I mean, I spoke to the Wolf and Mammy manager. He said if they were successful, he'd love to play you at home.
Yeah, and for a lot of teams would, yeah. And we do have good support when we go away. And I think we're going to Chester in a couple of weeks now, and the club have put out recently that the second best second coach is being sold out currently. I think that's another 52 seat there or something. So we looks like for Chester we'll be taking two coach loads away, plus we'll have a lot of people making on with air and trains and cars and God knows what. So sides, I know clubs do like it when we go then, and we put a lot of money behind the bar because the Merthyr lot do like a drink or two. We do tend to put money behind the bar for sides, so these clubs do like us visiting there. But yeah, look, we won't look past this game, certainly not, because like I said, we've been done in the past where we've played a so-called weaker team and got punished for not being at our best. So we'll try and get a win Saturday, and then we'll take the next one from there then.
You're still looking forward to your nice trip in the middle of March up to South Shields, yeah?
Yeah, I can't wait. I was asked just 7.5 hours, I believe, on the bus at the South Shields, I think. So it's going to be an overnight stay on a Friday. We've got one coming up next month, who I believe is Spennymoor away next month. So that'll be, I think, for that one, we're going to stay possibly in a hotel in Leeds on the Friday. So we'll travel up. We'll be leaving around 3 o'clock on a Friday, and hoping they bring up the work in time to go travel up, stay the night, and then the last hour and a half on the Saturday morning and do that. Yeah, I think it's four trips where we're gonna have to have overnight stays, but South Shields is, yeah, that's a tough one. That I'm sure some of the boys will be planning on a night, two nights stay, but they can have a night out in Newcastle on the Saturday. Yeah, I think they'll have their priorities sorted for that one. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Mark's probably saying to you, he just don't see you that what happened to him doesn't happen to you because he had an overnight stay down in Mousel, and as he was telling us earlier on, and on the data game, he got called off.
Hold on. Yeah, we've had that at Merthyr a few times. I know they've done Kings Lynn a couple of times where they've been there and that happened. And I don't know if it was true or the one year as well. The boys stayed down and then they got called off the Saturday morning. So yeah, I'm fingers crossed we don't get that scenario. Yeah,
I bet you wish you would have stayed over at King's Lynn this time, wouldn't
definitely. Yeah, so for those who don't know, look, we went to Kings Lynn last Saturday, and our bus broke down on the way there. An hour and 20 from Kings Lynn, which is, for us, it's what's that, 4.5, 5 hour trip. And it's the longest trip we do without an overnight stay. And the bus broke down. We got a fantastic bus that we use, kitchen and on it, and everything's on it. It's fantastic. But it broke down, I think, an hour and 20 away from the ground. So the manager was on the side of the road outside the golf club ringing local bus companies to try and pick us up. Managed to get a school bus to pick us up. It's quite comical when you look back, but like the boys are off the bus on the side of the road. Someone want to use a toilet, and we're outside a golf club. So our goalkeeper has started running up the hill to the golf club to go use the toilet, but it's like a mile up this steep hill. So 10 minutes later, he comes back down on the back of someone driving a golf buggy, back down. And then three of the other boys decided they want to go to the toilet, so they're on the back of the buggy going up and coming back down. The bus turned up, like I said, we're fortunate we managed to get a bus at all, but it was a school bus. So we're then on the school bus with boys having to get changed on the bus. Physio trying to do rub downs to put strappings on the boys on the bus on the way to Kings Lynn. So we got to Kings Lynn 3:05 for the 3 o'clock kickoff. Kicked off at 20 to 4. By the time we finished and everything, it was around, I think it was like around 5:45, maybe, by the time we finished showering and everything. And then we got told that the replacement bus wouldn't be with us till like much before 8 o'clock. So I didn't even get home. My parents live in Merthyr, and I ended up staying there because it's 3.5 hours to my house. So I got to my parents' house at around 1:30 on the Sunday morning, and we'd left 8:15 on the Saturday morning. Get there, and then the following Tuesday, we were away to Macclesfield. And I got home on a Tuesday night at 5 to 4 from Macclesfield. So yeah, it's been a tough start. It's been a tough start in terms of the travel. Yeah, it's not been ideal.
But Ryan, I mean, have you ever had anything like
Oh, not like that. Definitely not trying to get a golf buggy to drive me an hour and 20 minutes up the road. But no, I can't think of anything like that, to be honest. Been quite lucky in terms of that because I mean that
your prep goes out the window, don't it? You know, your coach breaks down and you ring around bus companies, you know, it's you've got to try and keep the boys settled, you know what I mean? Make sure they're not using too much energy, things like that. So a lot comes into play when something like that happens, you know. But first and foremost, is probably getting back on the road. So, yeah, I don't envy him for that.
Yeah.
But it's tough. It's tough. Listen, all the players, managers, anyone involved in non-league, yeah, it's a slog. It ain't easy getting up for work the next day and doing what you do and having a life. You know, it's real tough. A lot, it's not probably not spoken about enough, but, you know, a lot of people are getting home at stupid o'clock in the morning and still getting up like 2-3 hours later to go to work and doing a whole day at work the next day. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that people are putting themselves through for it. So, but that's how much we love the game, you know? So we're willing to do that for it, so.
Kevin, ever had that happen to you?
No, I've been quite lucky. Never had any breakdowns. No, never come across it. So, fingers crossed, it stays that way, mate.
James, you've been to games. I mean, you must have been to a few games with the boys and on your train travels and get there and the game's been called off.
Yeah, I've remembered, like, I remember back in, like, several scenes ago, I remember we played away to Ware FC, I think it was in the Cup game, and I think it was in September 2016 when I was on the train to be on my way to Ware FC, but unfortunately, we got stuck about an hour and a half outside Seven Sisters Station because I was really hoping to get to the game. That was several seasons back, and I was been waiting for an hour and a half, and I was hoping to get there in time for the game, and unfortunately I couldn't make it because it would have been held up outside Seven Sisters Station, but I didn't make it, so I had to travel back home because I was gutted not to be there because I was like stuck on the train for an hour and a half, but it happens very rare, but it doesn't happen very often. But most of my train travels to the Witham Town away matches, it's been absolutely amazing. And I've been taking a few fellow Witham Town supporters like Callum and Martin up on the train. And there's no problems with the train at all this season. And especially we're looking forward to the Witham Town away match to Waltham Abbey, which we're looking forward to get the train, me, Callum and Martin. And we're looking forward to it.
Where'd you get the train to, James? Waltham Cross?
To get the train up to Stratford and then on another train to Waltham Cross. And Callum, who is the fellow Witham Town supporter who I interview on the match days, he is brilliant with his train journey because I have inspired him on how to travel up on the train to the Witham Town away matches. And we've got a few fellow Witham Town supporters come on the train, like Callum and Martin and Ryan. And it is really nice to travel together to the Witham Town away matches on the train because it would make the most of a fantastic Witham Town away day. And but for longer Witham Town away matches, sometimes we have a coach, but we mainly go up on the train to make the most of a fantastic Witham Town away day. And we always enjoy win, lose or draw. And it's just making the most of a brilliant Witham Town away day up on the train.
Mm. I mean, Mark, I mean, your Mousel game, have you had any like that?
When I was at Supereme, we actually broke down on the way to Merthyr. I can remember that. And and the coach broke down and we got actually picked up by the Welsh FA's coach, Kitchens, etc., etc. So that softened the blow a little bit and our coach was repaired. We went home back with that. But that's the only time I can really remember. But yeah, it's not an ideal situation. But I mean, most of the coaches are, you know, pretty well serviced and looked after nowadays. So yeah, it's been fine. You know, as colleague there says, non-league football's tough sometimes. You get home at ridiculous hours, and you know, lads have got families and wives and girlfriends, and you know, still have to get up and go to work. And you know, when you put your hourly rate, you finish up. Some lads can get more work in a McDonald's. So. But like you say, it's for the love of the game, really, that these lads go and do it. So you have to take your hat off to them because, you know, a lot of lads could sign for lesser clubs, but they'd sign for their said club, whatever the wage is, because they want to go and play at that level and they want to go and do the best they can. So, you know, to me, it's all credit to the people that are involved in non-league football and certainly to people like James who, you know, give up their time to go and support the clubs and, you know, sweep the terraces, do anything to get involved and help out and, you know, as you get older and players become more responsible, they appreciate that kind of support as well from everybody.
One last question before we go. I mean, Does it surprise you sometimes when you look at your fixtures when they first come out that, that the leagues don't physically look at saying, if you're going to go to, I don't know, Craig just said he's going to Macclesfield or yourself going down to Mousel or whatever else, that, the leagues don't look at those sort of fixtures and make sure, right, okay, we'll make sure that it's going to be, I know you can't guarantee, but would, right, okay, we'll make sure that, Melksham Town go down to Mousel, where they're going to go down in September or late August or early April, and the same thing for Craig and Whitham going to Wroxham and stuff like that. Surely it would make sense if they try to put those fixtures in months where they know 9 times out of 10 the game's going to get played, rather than sticking them in November, December, January, February, when you've got that chance of a 7 hour journey to somewhere, if only for it to get called off.
Yeah, I think they should look at that really. But clearly they don't, because you could be going somewhere on a Tuesday night that's mad crazy. You could be going to, a local neighbour 20 minutes up the road on a Saturday. Well, you may as well be doing that on the Tuesday night, but that's the leagues for you. So, as the other previously said, you just have to get on with it and go where you're sent, really.
Kevin?
Yeah, the one for me is the cup weekend when
Yeah.
for instance, in we've got FA Cup this week, we've got FA Cup if we were to win this week in 2 weeks' time, but then the next round of the FA Cup would be when we're due to be home to South Shields. Now, if I saw South Shields win 2 games in the FA Cup, then South Shields are coming to us on a Tuesday night. Fortunately for them, they're full time, but there's not that many full time teams around, so surely they can look at that and go with the first 3 rounds or whatever it might be of certain cups. We'll arrange it so that those teams will be playing somebody more local in case either one of them gets through. And like that, you have a good cup run and you get punished for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm worried about that one.
We were saying that earlier on, Waltham Abbey have got Goulston at the weekend, and they should have been going to their probably their furthest journey, Wroxham. So now they've got to go to Wroxham now, the furthest journey, on a Tuesday night.
I just think that's an easy one that they can look at and schedule that a little bit better. I understand the more local ones they want to do on your bank holidays and things like that for the bigger crowd. Totally understand that, and it's great that they can do that. But those earlier rounds in the FA Cup, FA Trophy, whatever it might be, I just think they can work that a little bit better as well and go the next lot of local teams who play there rather than the further ones. They have to go there on a Tuesday night. It's just that's a big bugbear on my mind, that one.
Would you agree, guys, at Wim?
Yeah, like I say, I think there should be a little bit of common sense from the leagues, but like I say, unfortunately, it's not. And like I say, you just get on with it and deal with it. And lucky for us, we've only, Goulston, Wroxham, Felixstowe. So it's not the worst, but yeah, like I say, we shouldn't be going up there on a Tuesday night when you can play on a Saturday, that's for sure.
Is it?
Definitely those earlier games, Dave.
Craig was just saying, like the early games of the FA Cup and the Trophy, like them games especially, because them games have got to be played before the pro teams comes in. So, effectively, like it or lump it, you've got to play them games. So fixtures are going in where they're going in. So I think they could definitely look at definitely the earlier ones and sort of say, right, okay, let's try and sort of, I mean, keep them away from the earlier fixtures, so they're not going to be going in on a Tuesday night, or potentially going in on a Tuesday night if they have a good run, because effectively you do get punished for a good run.
Yeah, because you, as you said, you might have players that, like yourselves or whatever, might be working, and then you're working and it's like, well, sorry, boss, but I can't get, I can't get off, and all of a sudden you lose your two or three best players because they can't get off of work because you've got to go to Macclesfield on a Tuesday night or wherever else on a Tuesday night. You've got, it's not fair, because you get success, but you get it taken away from you because you've got to play teams that are miles away on a weekday. Well, listen, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Mark, first time speaking. It's been fantastic. So really,
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate that.
speaker, wish you very, all the very, very best at the weekend, and of course also for the rest of the season as well. Whittam, wish you, of
Thank
course,
you.
all the very, very best from Wednesday onwards, and hope that everything goes all right. But we'll
Thanks for
see.
having us on.
Don't
Nah,
forget, we're going to see you tomorrow night,
it
Dave.
was, yeah. See you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Your head will be in there somewhere.
We'll see you tomorrow night. And of course, Craig, It's always an absolute pleasure. Stay on because I've got something to ask you as well at the end as well. But a massive thank you for Craig as with his time coming on as well. But we'll be back next week, and guests next week will be the guys from Great Wakering Rovers will join us next week. But from me and from the guys tonight, thank you for listening and good night.
See ya.